gorgeous gaming, stunning streams, unbelievable bandwidth. Welcome to another Lifestyles of Gagillionaires. Meet the AT&T Fiber customers winning at life with hyper gig speeds. Say hello to the Walkers, a family of not one but four gagillionaires, each living up their gagillionaire life at ludicrous internet speed. First up, Anna Walker. She dominates streaming like the matriarch she is. No show ever goes unwatched under her watch.
Next episode.
Next up, Peter Walker. There's no stopping this dad bod from showing up to his virtual workout sessions.
Oh, let's go leg day!
And finally, the Walker twins. They may look alike, but couldn't internet more differently. Harry dominates his fellow online gamers while Heather group video chats with friends.
Ooh, nice background filter, Jess.
Live like a gagillionaire. Get internet that upgrades everything. AT&T Fiber, now with speeds up to 5 gigs.
Limited availability in select areas. Speeds not guaranteed. Single device wired speed, max 4.7 gig per second. Visit att.com/hypergig for details.
And welcome back to Legends. I'm Rick Tocchini. This program is brought to you by Ever Jones Financial Advisors, along with Gracefully Yours greeting cards and those crazy church kitchen ladies. Our very special guest today is the one and only Janie Fricke. She is one of our favorite female country singers of all time, and we are so honored to have you on today, Janie. Welcome to Legends.
Thank you, Rick. It's great to talk to you today.
Great to talk to you, too. And we want to talk about your entire career. And if you don't mind, take us back to the early days of your journey and where you got started as a singer.
Well, I guess the early days would be when I was pursuing performing in some of the venues or areas, the areas where I grew up. I grew up in Indiana. Some of the little clubs and restaurants I would sing at while I was going to college at the same time. So what I did was I dropped out of college on two different occasions to go pursue the recording industry. And that happened to be the jingles and commercials that I started doing studio work. And that kind of introduced me to the whole life of recording.
Wow. And I understand that in the beginning, and by the way, you and I are probably of the same age. I love Joan Baez and Judy Collins and Rita Coolidge and Dusty Springfield. Those must have been some wonderful influences of yours. Who else influenced your early musical career?
You know, I think I bought a lot of their albums, and I still have those albums, believe it or not, because I was looking back through all my old LPs, which has become kind of fashionable again, is to have a record player and get your records out. So, yeah, I collected a lot of them and studied the music and listened to the vocals, and I practiced doing harmony with those singers that you just mentioned, and of course many others like Barbara Streisand and Dionne Warwick and the Supremes. I mean, I had a wide range of interests.
Mm. It kills me to know that Barbara is now 80 years old and I'm still in love with her.
Right. I mean, she had a huge career and just very talented. You know, the smooth vocals is what I've always loved in a woman's voice, that their vocalization, their technique, and their tone.
Mm, exactly. This direction that you took with doing commercial jingles, I understand led to you doing a jingle for Red Lobster. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. Uh-huh. The very first commercials I did, I lived in Memphis, and I sang at a jingle factory mill there. And we did all kinds of commercials. We even did one that went to the moon on Apollo 12 because they wanted to have the ad that they would be the first jingle to be played on the moon. So that was us singing.
Oh, wow.
But then,
that's amazing.
Later on, then I moved to Nashville and I got some major accounts because the producers were coming in and using the Nashville Singers to produce their big-time company commercials there.
Hmm. it's all good practice towards where you ended up, which is a hit maker and a great collaborator with people. And on this show, Janie, we love to unpack collaborations because we think that, as the old adage goes, you may be able to run faster by yourself, but you can go farther with others. And mm-hmm. we want you to help mentor our listening audience today about the importance of working well with others. And let's start with your backstory on Johnny Duncan. How did you meet Johnny and even the producer, Billy Sherrill, and teaming right. up for the hit song Stranger?
Well, the way that I led into working with Johnny Duncan and many other guy singers after him, the situation I was in was I was doing the jingles and commercials in the studio, and then I decided to start doing backup vocals and work in a vocal group. So we were called in on all of these lots and lots of recording sessions to work with the producers and the artists, and we just added our harmony in the background. Well, that day in particular, working on Johnny Duncan's very first record, Larry Gatlin was producing that very first session, and he recorded a song called Joe and the Cowboy, which never made it up the chart, but I sang a whole verse in that. So then the next album Johnny Duncan did on Columbia Records, Billy Sherrill produced it, and they picked out a Christopherson song called Stranger. And they asked me to do that one little line, shut out the light and lead me. And that caught the attention of the DJs all across the country. But I told them to not put my name on the 45. I didn't want the credit because I was still doing jingles and commercials, and I didn't want to lose my job in the industry.
Oh, boy. How about that? And then you did a collaboration with Charlie Rich of On
right.
My Knees, which is one of our favorites. Tell us about your first encounter with the one and only Charlie Rich.
Well, now, Billy Sherrill was producing Charlie Rich, and I was just starting out spot vocal on other people's records, like I think Mo Bandy, I did It's a Cheating Situation before the Charlie thing. And I think I also did a Vern Gosden song, Till the End. So I was already doing duet spots. Well, so Billy and Charlie decided to bring me in and collaborate and do On My Knees, and that became a very big record for Charlie. So all of those step-ins and doing the duet lines led me right into already knowing the DJs, and the DJs already knowing my voice, I guess. So then Columbia Records asked me to sign my own contract and start doing my own records.
See, folks, if you will just kind of sometimes release yourself to work in collaboration with others, it can lead to a wonderful solo career, can't it?
That's right. And I think, you know, these magical moments happen and gifts are given to you, gifts from God, I say, because I think God blesses us in many ways, that he blessed me by giving me this opportunity. And I never rushed out and tried to find it. I wasn't a dishonest person. And a lot of times honesty and the truth speaks words about your character. And so other people working around you can see how you operate. They trust you and they see if you have talent or not. They bring you in and they take a chance. They step out and they take a chance and try you. And because of that, then it works. And it's amazing what you can achieve.
You got it. Well, it helps if you've got wonderful core values like yours and just a friendly, open, personal disposition, because you want to work with people that you like and that you love, and it shows up in music, doesn't it?
That's right, it does. And, of course, in the music business, in the studio work I was in, time is money. So you better do it right, and you better be ready to put forth a good product and do it quickly and do it right. So, being efficient and being alert and all of that makes a big difference on how you achieve what you want to achieve in your life.
You got it. And I want to ask you about the origin of It Ain't Easy Being Easy. And where did that all begin, and how did you collaborate to produce that incredible, timeless song?
That's one of my favorites, and thank you for that. And it's on my newest Greatest Hits album, which is called The Complete Hits, which has the duets on it also. So it's got all my records, and I'll tell you more about that in a minute. But that was a producer later on down the line after Billy Sherrill came several other producers that were great in the industry, and that was Bob Montgomery production. And he found that record. He had it on his desk. He had the tape there. He played it for me. And then he had me go down to the music house where the writers sit there at the piano and play it for you in person. Oh. And I remember Mark Gray sat there on the piano and played It Ain't Easy to Me, and I just got chills. I just knew that was a hit record. So then we went in the studio and recorded it, and that was the history of that.
Oh, isn't that great? That is so fun to know the inside of it. So here's the big question for you today. Is it getting any easier to be easy?
Gosh, I don't know about that. It's probably about the same as it was. It ain't easy being easy. And a lot of people don't even understand what that means. After a concert, some man came up to me and he said, "What does that song mean? What is that supposed to say?" And I said, "Well, if you listen to the lyrics and you study the song, and she's in a predicament, she knows she should not give in to this guy who's doing her wrong, but
That's
she
right.
gives in and she becomes easy and gives in to him and wants to love him, but although the love is not there." So that's what happens in life sometimes.
That's right. That's right. You know, if you combine all of your variety of hits together, they would make one great novella or a love romance, because if you think about it, start putting them together. Tell Me a Lie. He's a heartache. Let's stop talking about it. Your heart's not in it.
Yeah, you're right. It would make a good one, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it truly would. We're talking with legendary singer Janie Fricke and having a great time talking about all of her great hits. Janie, as we go to commercial, tell us where you are in concert and we can come out and hear you and maybe even dance to your great music.
Well, let me tell you, I've got a website, and the easiest way to look at my tour schedule is to go to janiefricke.com and click on tour, and it shows the concerts we're doing every month of this year, including going into January of 2023. So we have a busy year. We are so thankful. Work is good.
Well, it is good, and it's good to be out of, hopefully out of COVID, where you can be back on tour all the time, and people can hear your fantastic music and get close, up close and personal to the music, as we say here. So good for you. Nice to hear all that. We're going to be right back after this commercial from Gracefully Yours, and we'll be back with our special legend, Janie Fricke.
Did you know that Gracefully Yours and Marvelous Greeting Cards are America's small business and franchising's best weapon to help you retain your important customers? Yes, there's simply no substitute for a handwritten thank you card, birthday, encouragement, or anniversary card from Gracefully Yours or Marvelous Greeting Cards. With all the competition that you face today, using Gracefully Yours or Marvelous Cards can help you retain those important clients that you have earned. Imagine spending less than a buck to thank someone and continue their revenue and trust for a lifetime of services. Visit gracefully-yours today and use promotion code TPT, that's TPT, to get 50% off discount on any product on their site. And you can get free shipping, too, straight to your home or your office. When it's time to show gratitude, encourage others, or celebrate life's milestones, do it with Gracefully Yours.
And we're back with Janie Fricke. And hey, Janie, on the backside of our Legend Show, we ask a little goofier question. So are you ready for some off-the-wall questions?
Oh, I'll try to be sure.
All right. Now, this is a difficult one, but do you think that there is a perfect country western song, and what would that, even though there probably isn't, what is the closest perfect country western song that you've ever sung?
Oh, the closest one I've ever sung, Down to My Last Broken Heart. I love that one, and I get requests for that all the time. And so we'll be having that in our next show. We'll be playing it. And also it's on my new album that I was mentioning to you a few minutes ago, The Complete Hits. And it's on that, and it tells about it on my website, so you can look into that. But that record is on it.
Oh, fantastic. Do you want to sing a little line from that one, or is it too early in the morning?
Oh, it's probably a little bit too early.
That's what I was
thinking. Yeah, if I start singing, I'd have to sing all of them to you, and that'd be kind of tricky.
That's right. Okay, you know, based on your wonderful collection of songs and your life and being a part of the country western industry, what does this quote mean to you? Not all storms come to disrupt your life. Some come to clear your path.
No. Well, I guess you just have to have an open mind, and storms are part of our life. That's we have the ups and downs. So the glass half full as opposed to the glass half empty is another attitude that you could form that helps you get through the rough times.
Mm, very good. You know, George Strait sings a song, There's a Difference in Living and Living Well. What's the difference for you?
Well, that's a good line. I like that. Sure, you can live your life and be mundane and, live your ordinary life, which is normal for all of us. That's what we do. Have a little light shining about you, and you shine that light onto others. That's a Christian attitude and the Christian way to live, is to share and look out for other people. That gives you a lot of self-satisfaction, and it's a good character for you to do that, not just always think of yourself.
Mm, very good. That's a nice bridge into advice I want you to give to all the various bands that listen to this show. What are some life lessons and tips for managing and leading a band over the long haul?
That is a loaded question and a good question, considering that all of us singers do work with bands, and it becomes a close-knit situation when you travel together, you work on stage together. There again, the honesty thing I mentioned a few minutes ago and being good to other people, that all pays off when you're working with a group of band members, and vice versa. They need to do that to the artists too and to the other band members. So it's a matter of getting along, being a good, honest person, putting forth your talent, and having a good attitude. So that's the magical points there. Then you have a very successful tour, and you have a very successful experience of being on the road and making music together.
Oh, wow. Great advice. Now, Janie, I've been playing in bands for over 50 years, and I'm a drummer. And I want to know from you, why are there so few singing drummers in the industry?
That's a great question. My husband is my drummer, and he sings harmony with me.
Oh, he's the exception.
Right. Well, I don't know how he does it, because, you know, you're concentrating on playing your drums, which looks very difficult to me. I can't even imagine being a drummer. You're doing all these different things with all four limbs. Your feet and your hands are going everywhere. How in the world can you sing along when you're doing that? But he does it. But he's learned the parts, and he's learned the harmony. So it's a natural for him. He was in choir, though, when he was a younger kid. So I guess, and I think he was in a quartet. So he did have that experience of singing.
Yeah, when you're hardwired to know how to sing, like in your case, I know you sang with the Singing Hoosiers at University of Indiana. You are wired to be able to do that, but it becomes that fifth element in the case of a drummer. So bully for your husband. Wow.
You know, I agree. And for all musicians, when they're playing and then they need to start singing the harmony parts, that takes another part of your brain to start working. And you're not focused completely on your instrument, but then you have to start thinking of the lyric lines and the harmony. So that's very complicated.
Mm, it's so true. Okay, I'm going to ask you one serious question, then one final humorous question. In our lifetime, we've now seen a lot of good people pass away, especially in our industry. And here Naomi Judd passes away. How should we all be dealing with the passing of colleagues, individuals in the industry that we so admired?
It's really hard to let go of all the great people we've known, but we need to be thankful that we have their memory and that we were blessed with their talents, and their image will last forever. And as humans on earth, we will all turn to dust. You know, it will eventually pass on and the next generation may remember us, but there again, we just have to be thankful for being blessed with all that great talent.
Very good. Thank you for that. And the last question for you is, who in the world is the happiest person that you know, and why are they so happy?
Oh, I think there again, it's attitude and it's the way they look at life. It's the way they jump up and get out of bed in the morning, thankful that they have another day to look at. And I think it's there again, a Christian attitude. You know, we're thankful for what we have, for what we've been given, the gifts we've been given. And so those people are always smiling and they're always shining their light. And that's great to see that and to know people like that.
You bet. Do you want to call out two or three people that you recognize as being happiest?
Can't really do that because there's so many that I know of that influence my life. And my husband, he's like that. He's very optimistic. And so that, you know, that light kind of drifts over into my world too. And it reminds me that, you know, it's the glass half full instead of the glass half empty. You become optimistic that way.
I just love that. Janie, I want you to know that your music brings us deep joy and continues to make a difference in our life. And we are so thankful for you and for your music team for what you continue to deliver to us. And, you know, you are in the happiness business, we think. You're not just in the music business. So thank you for making a difference. And tell our listeners one more time where they can keep up with you and see you out on tour.
Well, please go to my website, janiefricke.com, and click on, there's options to look at what we're doing, our tour schedule, my albums, my original LPs are on there, my CDs, even pictures of me doing Dukes of Hazzard with John Schneider and Tom Wopat. So there's a little bit of everything on there. And I guess the Facebook page, I don't do Facebook, but I have people doing it for me that help keep the news out there. So I guess those are the ways to keep up.
Excellent.
And thank you,
Janie, thank you so much for being on our Legends Show. What a delight. And keep up the great work. Be safe out there. And folks, we hope that you get out there and you enjoy hearing Janie Fricke again. Thanks again, Janie.
Thank you, Rick.
You bet. That was Janie Fricke. We appreciate her being on our show today. And thanks to our sponsors, Edward Jones Financial Advisors, as well as Gracefully Yours Greeting Cards. And you can go to gracefully-yours.com today to find out all about their special cards, especially their encouragement cards, which are just fantastic. Folks, we hope you have a good day. And as we continue on this march, we leave this show with the hope that you move your life from successful to significance. Have a good one.
I'm so glad that we met Edward Jones and Serban Marasini. Edward Jones and their financial advisors like Serban have been with us for all of our life moments. Serban is always centered on us, where we are, and where we want to go. He was instrumental in helping us live around the world, building our media company, and nurturing us as a true partner into the next stage of our lives. You know, there's 19,000 financial advisors out there, 7 million clients in their company, but he treats us like we're the only one and the one that really matters. If you want to contact Serban today, you can contact him at serban@edwardjones.com. You know, life is for living. Why don't you partner for all of it with Edward Jones?